Okay, so at Dallas Church, for a long time, we have had starting point, we have had rally point, and the joke is, at some point, we need to ask the question, what's the point? So let's ask that question. What is the point? Why are we gathering on Sunday? Why are we a church? Why do we exist? And at the deep down bedrock, if you push on us, we are going to come back to two major things. One of those is what we would call the Great Commandment, when Jesus was asked and he told someone, it all boils down to, do we love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength? And do we love our neighbor as ourselves? That's the Great Commandment. And then on the other side of it, there's what we would call the Great Commission, which is in Matthew 28. There's this key moment where Jesus gives his disciples their marching orders before he ascends to heaven. So if it's going to be his final command, some people have said it this way, we should make it our first priority. And so what did he say? And he told them to go and make disciples. That's why we called it. We're calling this a disciple maker training. And I get it. If you think about the word disciple, and that sounds weird. You're like, that does not show up on my radar. I have never asked. No one's ever asked me to be their disciple. And our team, we've thought about this because this is such a key idea in the way of Jesus. He had disciples. He was a rabbi. This is how he thought. This is how they functioned. This is how they worked. And so to us, like we've talked about, what are some ways we might describe that word? What is a disciple? And we've talked about maybe a disciple is like a student, but it's more than a student because in our world, students show up with their laptops and they shut up and they just take notes while their teacher is speaking. And a disciple is a little different than that because a disciple does what the teacher teaches them to do. A disciple puts it into practice. And so maybe we've talked about, is it like an apprentice? And so maybe that word where you're learning, if you think about electricians or plumbers or lots of different fields where you apprentice yourself under someone and they're teaching you and they are teaching you all the time, not just when they're like, and remember this, but you're watching. How do they walk? How do they talk? How do they treat people? And so we've also talked about maybe a disciple is like a student teacher. Many times educators, if they're going to go be teachers, you don't just graduate from college and boom, you're in the classroom, but you go through a season where you are under another teacher, but you are teaching. You are sharing what you have learned. And so maybe they are like student teachers. But I don't think we can just junk this word because disciple is so key to the way of Jesus because it's so integrated into the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the way we see that Jesus lives. So his final command to his disciples, some people have said, we make that our first priority. Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Okay, so in the Great Commission, it seems to be that this whole ball game, like what are we doing here? What is the mission of God? Is to make disciples, is to teach other people to become disciples of Jesus. And if we look at this, and I think all of us would say, like, is that a priority for us? Should that be a priority for our church? Yes. But then, and this exercise is tongue in cheek, but I've done this with the Be the Church trainings and other people have done it with me. But if we really sit and let's think about this, what does Jesus tell us to do in the Great Commission? He says, go, step one. And what do we do in the way that we have been taught to do church in American Christianity? Step one is we stay. We gather. We stay. We show up. We invite. We go to church. But he's looking at disciples saying, go out amongst the other people. And then he says, make disciples. And let's think about this. And I know I'm being really nitpicky here right now, but let's think about this for a second. Go on the journey with me. He said, make disciples. What do we do? A lot of times we're trying to make converts. We're trying to make attenders. We're trying to make church members, people who are a part of us. And are those bad things? No, I want people to come to our church. Please, please. We love that. But here's the downside is sometimes when we are inviting people to church, or just if I look out at the way we do Christianity in America, sometimes we are not making disciples, we're making consumers. We're making consumers of Christian content. And so I really want to ask that question. How did Jesus, like in the Gospels leading up, how, if this is the ball game, Jesus says, go make disciples. How do we do that? So we're going to spend time in this training. We're going to look at that. Some of this is right in there, right? He says, baptize them. He says, teach them. Show them how to walk my ways. He doesn't just say, have them raise their hands and hopefully they'll come to a class. Hopefully they'll show up at church on Sunday. And so if we look at this, like if we, and the way that we do church, if we are not aligned with the mission of God, if we're not aligned with the mission that Jesus gave his followers, then what are we doing? What's the point? And what would it look like, Dallas Church, if we were in lockstep with the mission of God? What would it look like if instead of just growing by addition and inviting people to come to our small groups, which we love and we want more people to come to our small groups, but what if instead of just inviting people to things, we grew by multiplication, where all of a sudden we have groups of people who follow Jesus who can start other groups of people who can follow Jesus, where you've got disciples who make disciples, who can make disciples, who can make disciples. And all of a sudden, we are not playing by addition, we are playing by multiplication. Does that sound like what we see in the New Testament? And I think it does. And so I want to assure you, so maybe you got some questions. You're looking at, what is disciple maker training? What are we going to do here? And you're really asking the question, is this worth my time? And I would want to go back to that idea that this is the ballgame. Being a disciple of Jesus, someone who follows Jesus and can teach others to become a disciple of Jesus. That is what this thing is all about. And if that is the case, then is this worth your time? In this training, everything that we will cover are what we like to call simple, reproducible, everyday things. There is nothing in this training that you will be required to be a full-time ministry worker, full-time pastor, have a degree in anything. This is easily applicable. This is real-life stuff. This is stuff that is used by Christians all across the nation and all across the globe. And I'm really excited to share it with you. And so I would encourage you, maybe you're watching this video, maybe you're listening to this recording because you're trying to make a decision. Is this going to be worth my time? And I would say, think about it, pray about it, ask God, God, what do you want to do through me in this next year? God, do I need to get training? Do you have more for me? And if the answer is yes, I'll see you. I'll see you there.